This minute of Elgin's history is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 31st, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. The popular swimming location on the Fox River known as Sandy Beach near Reed's Trestle claimed its first victim of the season. 19-year-old Silas Stettner drowned despite the efforts of several of his companions to save him. Stettner of Lily Street went for an hour's fun with half a dozen pals. Two of his friends, P.D. Gould and H.W. Huber, tried to rescue Stettner. Gould dived after the victim while Stettner, a weak swimmer, tried to reach Stettner with a heavy timber. The home of Frank Tauschen in South Elgin is relieved of 10 gallons of White Mule when Constable Henry Thompson and Officer Carl Kostrup visited the home. The officers also found considerable mash and more than 1,000 pounds of sugar. Tauschen was released on a $5,000 bond. Mayor Aaron Price labeled the actions of the Elgin Association of Commerce as monkey business as he addressed news of the group's plan to enjoin the action of the mayor and city council to seek bonds for construction of electrical generating equipment at the water pumping stations. Price indicated the association would now face the mayor and the council, who are acting in unison to have the bond enacted. He argued the association's actions are hurting the sale of the bonds needed to enable the project. Thanks to the cool demeanor of the audience and the calm of pianist Mary O'Brien, no one was injured. When more than 100 people exited the Orpheum Theater while a film in the projecting room caught fire, the fire was nearly extinguished by Paul Rohrig, the son of the theater's owner. Rohrig used chemical fire extinguisher to put out the blaze just as the Elgin Fire Department arrived. Those were the headline news stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.